their other guests? Just his boyfriend, of the moment, said Burton. Keep him with you and away from the bedroom. Should be easy, or on the patio and he's frozen in his chair. Does Edelstein have a lawyer? I asked. I'm sure, probably taxes and real estate. Call Jackie. I already have. She's up island, heading here fast. The hell, Bert? What the hell is right? Just please get here as quickly as you can. Three hysterical people are three more than I can usually cope with. Burton Lewis was one of my oldest friends. A bona fide rich guy, he kept his name off richest rich guys in the universe lists since they started putting them together, a testament to how fervently and powerfully he guarded his privacy. I jumped in my old Jeep Cherokee and tore off like a madman toward the Southampton shoreline. The Edelsteins had a security gate at the end of their driveway, but that night it stood open. I swung the Jeep onto the white pebble drive and fishtailed up to the giant postmodern house. It was lit up for a party, though only a few overpriced luxury cars filled the half circle in front of the house, joined awkwardly by Burton's ancient, faux wood-paneled Ford Country Squire. The cops hadn't gotten there yet. When Burton appeared, I asked him what was up, and he just said, "Follow me," as he marched across the yard and around to the back of the house. He held a modern LED flashlight that was bright enough to put a spot on the moon. I followed his silhouette. He was right about the rhododendron. The house guest was face up in the middle of the bush, which would have been bad enough if his body hadn't been twisted more or less the opposite direction. It was a tough old bush, brought in when the Edelsteins installed their instant mature landscaping. It had thick upward limbs, now crushed, with one of them protruding from the house guest's thigh. There was some blood as a result, which told me the guy was alive for a few moments after he hit the ground. I have to show you something. He knelt on the ground, waved me to squat down next to him. He screwed the front of the flashlight to refocus it from a wide diffused beam to a narrow spotlight. He cast the light on the right hand of the house guest, which lay just clear of the rhododendron's shattered branches. Do you see that? He asked. I squinted at the brightly lit hand and said I wasn't sure. He took me by the shoulder and pulled me in closer to the body. Look, he said. I saw something that looked like a shiny metal thing twisted around the dead guy's fingers. Okay, so what is it? I asked. He took a moment to answer, as if hoping I'd guess on my own. I looked at his face, partially lit up by the reflection from the searing flashlight. His expression looked unfamiliar, one I hadn't seen in all the years I'd known him. Hate to say it, Sam, but it's my watch. I'd quit smoking a few years before and tried not to think about how much a cigarette would help, sitting on the ground and waiting for the cops to arrive. What's the guy's name? I asked him. Elton Darby, a colleague of the Edelsteins. I think Rosie was trying to fix us up, the existing boyfriend notwithstanding. You know how much I hate that sort of thing. I did. Burton was the most circumspect man I knew when it came to his love life. How did the watch get there? I asked. He pulled it off my wrist. Do we have to talk about the exact circumstances right at this moment? That surprised me, because of course we did. The cops were on the way, and whatever he told them when they got there would have far more significance than anything he'd later say. Yeah, Bert, we do. Sorry. He sighed. I can't. We need Jackie. It's too complicated to go into now. Jackie Swakowski was a lawyer in a non-profit firm Burton established to provide free legal service to indigent people on the east end of Long Island. Burton was the farthest thing from indigent, but he knew Jackie was the only one who would know how to navigate the situation, and she was devoted to him, for all they'd done together and all he'd done for her. Things got screwed up, eh? I said to Burton. Yeah, Sam. They really did. The trees over our heads lit up in a brilliant fluorescent blue color, oscillating under the wind-swept leaves. Mechanical voices tore through the peaceful air, the product of bullhorns from the Southampton Village patrol car swarming the Edelstein estate. As we sat there waiting, I had to ask him something in the short time we'd have before the world lapsed into chaos. Did you do anything you shouldn't have, Bert? I don't care. I'll help you all I can, no matter what. Just tell me. The light was dim where we sat on the ground.